sing along about the planet of Mars. On the fourth planet from our burning sun, and the second smallest planet in our solar system, I have the tallest mountain named Olympus Mons. It's the biggest volcano in our whole system. Phobos and Deimos are my two moons. Phobos is larger of the orbiting two. It circles me 3 times a day, and that's true, but it takes 30 hours for Deimos to loop. Let's visit the planet of Mars. There's so much to learn on the planet of Mars. The red planet in a billion stars. Come and sing along about the planet of Mars. I'm 142 million miles away from the sun and its heat, and that's why I'm chilly. When you're on my surface and you probably freeze, I am a cold negative 81 degrees. 24 hours and 37 minutes long is a full day on Mars, so you've learned in this song. 687 is the amount of days it takes to orbit the sun for my year to take place. Let's visit the planet of Mars. There's so much to learn on the planet of Mars. The red planet in a billion stars. Come and sing along about the planet of Mars. Let's visit the planet of Mars. There's so much to learn on the planet of Mars. The red planet in a billion stars. Come and sing along about the planet of Mars.
This is Boys and Girls Club on the mission. We're going to be talking about the Mars trip that they're sending people to Mars. And yeah. This song is called Planet of Mars. And my name is Danny Alvarez. And I'm going to take it off to you.
Hi, my name is Carlos. I'm from the Boys and Girls Club.
Hi, my name is Brian from Boys and Girls Club.
The song is called We Are the Planets.
We can see the whole solar system from here. I think we can hear it from here, too.
We are the planets of the solar system. Different sizes for everyone. The music never ends. We are such good friends. And we all orbit the sun.
Here comes the sun, rapping first on this track. From the beginning, I'm the center of the solar system. Planets be spinning around me. So hot, I'm roasting, you see. Now I pass a mic with the planet closest to me.
Mercury, the smallest planet, small as Earth's moon.
Yo.
I get super hot and cold, and it's been very slow.
I'm Venus, I got mountains and volcanoes that spray. I'm the same size as Earth, but spin the opposite way.
Yeah, I'm Earth, I'm the home to every boy and girl.
Such a beautiful, beautiful world.
On Mars, a red planet, I got deserts and ice. And I've got 2 moons. That's like 1 moon twice.
I'm Jupiter, the biggest planet. I'm humongous, gargantuan. I spin the fastest, rap the fastest. Plus, I'm handsome, blam, son.
Oh, please, I'm Saturn. Check out my beautiful rings. Made up of billions of rocks, dust, and other things.
I'm Uranus. I say that with pride. Okay, I lied. I'm embarrassed because I'm the only planet lying on its side.
I'm Neptune. I'm cold, dark, windy, and mysterious. I'm very stormy, so bring an umbrella. I'm serious.
We are the planets of the solar system. Different sizes for everyone. Music never ends. We are such good friends, and we all orbit the sun.
Well, we are done exploring the solar system.
I am thirsty. Let's explore the rest of the Milky Way galaxy.
This article is from Time Magazine. 78 people for one.
It's the X
people apply for a one-way trip to Mars. The mission aims to send a crew to the Red Planet in 2022. This article is by Ollie John May, published in May 9th, 2013. And ambitious project to establish a human colony. Mars has attracted applications from tens of thousands of would-be astronauts just 2 weeks after applications open. The mission, a private venture by the Dutch nonprofit organization Mars One, aims to send a crew to the Red Planet in 2022. And due to the physiological change in the human body after a stay on Mars, there be no coming back. That hasn't deterred people, though. So far, over 78,000 people have applied to become one of Mars' first immigrations. The company is expecting 500,000 applicants by the time applications caused on 31. This is turning out to be the most desiring job in history, says Baselandsador, co-founder of Mars One. I would never want to be on it, on the Mars applications.
There's not a turning back, so no more seeing your family no more.
Say, what do you want?
I wouldn't go
because, I can't see my family. It takes over 1,000 months.
Wow.
Or 3 years.
For what?
To go to Mars. That's too many people for to go to Mars out of the whole Earth. Got it. That's like.
Do you understand that? Like they're not going to take all 78,000 people. That 78,000 people are applying. It's like they want a job. It'd be like if there was a new teen opening as a teen staff at the Mission Boys and Girls Club, and there were 47 applicants for one position, right? Not all 47 people get to be a teen staff. Only one person does, but a lot of people want the job, right? So let's say there's, 20 people they're looking for. They had 78,000 people apply.
It's crazy. I think Mars is like rough, like hot, and like the second hottest in the solar system.
I heard once that they kind of found water on Mars. Was that true?
I think it was like the storms over there. Like Jupiter has like a bunch of hurricanes with
like
no
red,
water.
The big red dot.
Yeah, I heard that there's 3 moons circulating Mars. Brian, what you gonna say?
So what made you interested in this article? Why did you choose space for today?
Because I always wondered what it was actually about. And I always wanted to be an astronaut for like a day, or like see what space was when I was little.
Stars. And
stars, Milky Way, other planets. But it takes.
But you wouldn't want to go to Mars.
No. Like to the moon, that would be cool.
To explore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see Neil Armstrong's first footsteps. And the American flag on the moon.
I want to do a backflip on the moon. Because on Earth, I can't. That's sad.
Yeah. It's, I like how there's anti-gravity in space. Yeah.
I wonder if there's aliens on space on Mars, though. Like what movie? Let me think. What movie has aliens and human on the same planet?
NASA.
Scary Movie 3. Okay.
NASA article. They made an article that one of the drones found a living thing with a lot of temperature.
Cool. Snake.
Did they? I think they found. I don't think they ever found water, but they found. That there could have been ice at one point. Like, there could have been a glacier that moved rocks around. And so there might have been water at one time, but they don't know if there's water now. So how would we live in space? How would we live on Mars? What do you guys think? How do you think that would happen?
They found a seed that can withstand, like a cactus. It doesn't really need water. It needs heat. And inside it's water. And in Mars, one of the drones picked up a sample of the dirt, and that seed is a perfect match.
Oh.
Like, they could grow plants on Mars.
Once when I was a little kid, I was like, how do we go to planets? I never knew about rocket ships. I thought we just took, like, some magical subway all the way from Earth to Mars. So I was like, we take a subway to Mars.
That would be cool, actually.
I just asked the internet, can you grow plants in space?
Let's see.
You want to read this?
A skylife experiment studied the effects of gravity and light on rice plants set to space greenhouse successfully achieved seed-to-seed plant growth in 1997 aboard the space station mission.
Yeah, the space station's called Mir, but so in 1997, they started growing plants in space. So that was like...
What?
Almost 20 years ago. 19 years ago.
But they did that in the moon, not in Mars.
Well, they did it in space, like just even on a space station. It's not even on Mars. It's not even on the moon. It's just in the space station that's orbiting the orbiting the world. Here, look, NASA, growing plants and vegetables in a space garden. Here you go.
Yeah, that was the article I was talking about.
No, you weren't.
Here you go.
Sublime. That was mine.
Garden, growing plants and vegetables in a space garden. Lettuce, peas, and radishes. Are just a few vegetables that are found in a summer garden. But did you know these same vegetables also can be grown in space? Crew members aboard the International Space Station have been growing such plants and vegetables for years in the space garden.
A space station study is helping investigators develop producers and methods that allow astronauts to grow and safely eat space-grown vegetables. The experiment also is investigating another benefit of growing plants in space, the non-nutritional value of providing comfort and relaxation to the crew.
growing food and supplement and minimize the food that must be carried to space will be increasingly important on long denturation missions, said Sean Topham, an engineer with Space Dynamics Laboratory at Utah State University in Logan. We also are learning about the psychological benefits of growing plants in space, something that will become more important as crews travel farther from Earth. The experiment, known as Lata Validating Vegetable Production Unit Plants Protocols, procedures and requirements, uses a very simple chamber similar to a greenhouse. Water and light levels are controlled automatically. The experiment has four major objections to find out if the produce grown in space can be consumed safely. What types of microorganisms might grow on the plants, and what can be done to reduce the threat of microorganisms in the hardware prior to launch. What can be done to clean or sanitize the produce after it has been harvested, and how to optimize production compared to the resources required to grow it.
Since 2002, the Lade greenhouse has been used to perform almost continuous plant growing experience on the station. 15 molecules containing root media or root molecules, I can't talk today, have been launched to the station, and 20 separate plant growth experiments have been performed.
The most recent crop, a type of Japanese lettuce called Minzuin, returned to Earth. Returned to Earth in April. A Bourne space shuttle discovery. It was the first time two chamber experiments were conducted. Simultaneously for a side-by-side comparison, plants grown using different fertilizers and treatments. I think avocados would be cool in space. Like, what if they turn purple and, like, very cool.
Would you be afraid to eat vegetables that were grown in space?
Yeah, because
maybe.
Yeah.
Why?
Because we don't know what's inside, like the dirt. We
don't know what substance the soil might have, or molecules.
And like germs and
radiation, maybe.
Radiation.
Yeah. We're talking about water on Mars. Didn't we found another planet? I don't know what's the name, that had actually water just like Earth.
Neptune. Neptune had a lot of water, and it's super cold, and has a lot of rain out of all of the solar system because it's the farthest from the sun.
I thought it was Mars. I heard in the news there was another planet that looked just like Earth.
Not in our solar system. I don't know if they might have found it in another solar system far away, but the whole point of the Earth is that we have like the perfect temperature for humans to live, because I don't think that... I mean, it's like hundreds of degrees on Mars. Let me look it up and see how hot it is on Mars.
Yeah, Did you know Planet X is called Pluto, and Pluto is now a dwarf planet because it was spinning out of the solar system. I'm gonna bring it to Brian.
Mars is hecka cold, you guys. Mars is negative 67 degrees Fahrenheit. So if freezing is at 32 Fahrenheit, that's almost 100 degrees colder than freezing is what it is on Mars. So it's cold.
I thought it was the second hottest planet.
Same.
Let's look at the temperature on Venus.
It's Venus is the hottest, but Mercury is the second hottest, I think.
Wait, Mars is right behind us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So on Venus, it's 864 degrees Fahrenheit. So water boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit, and it's 864 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's like putting your whole body in the, like,
in the lava.
No, like.
Yeah.
Oh. True. I thought it was like putting your whole body in a pot with steaming water.
Higher than that, Mercury. Let's see the temperature on Mercury.
Mercury is the closest to the sun. And the smallest planet as we speak.
No,
in our solar system.
I was about to say Pluto, but it's a dwarf planet.
Pluto's a dwarf planet.
So you were right. Mercury is not as hot as Venus. Do you guys know why Venus is hotter than Mercury, even though it's farther away from the sun?
Venus is has like radiation, and it causes the sun to boil it faster, and plus it's bigger than Mercury. So
there's some sort of gas on it that creates like a greenhouse effect, and it makes it hotter. It's like the greenhouse effects here on Earth. If you were in a greenhouse and it was glass and you had all those plants and all the water was, you know, going into the air, it's like more humid, and so it becomes hotter, and it just keeps there's an atmosphere makes it hotter. That's why.
I learned about Earth that if an asteroid hits the Earth, the atmosphere, like, it breaks into a million pieces. And it won't actually dangerous. Because in the dinosaurs' ages, they all died because of an asteroid that hit the Earth. But now we have more magnets that makes the North Pole and the South Pole stronger. So it makes the atmosphere bigger and better.
Huh.
I thought the dinosaurs went extinct because an asteroid flew in, like you said, but it hit a volcano and it blew up.
Yeah.
Like Pompeii, but
Pompeii was just a volcano, but dinosaurs got extinct. I thought it was from an asteroid and a volcano.
It was a really big one, because in dinosaur ages, there was not continental drift yet, and
all the continents were combined into one called Pangaea.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Pangaea was a whole... It's like planet. Europe, Italy, I mean, Europe, Asia, Antarctica.
North America, South America, Australia, South Pole, North Pole.
Yeah.
That's like there's some types of animals in different continents, because they used to live all together in one continent.
Like the closest relative to dinosaurs is lizards. And crocodiles, because...
And birds.
Yeah, true, and birds. True.
Because they're... A lot of them are reptiles, and dinosaurs... Most of them were, like, reptiles, such as the T-Rex. And, like, the bird to... Like, the major... The Velociraptor is also a reptile. But the big one in the sea... is bigger, is combined with two blue whales.
Wait, are you talking about a shark? Or a dinosaur? Megalomonda? Megalomonda?
Yeah.
The biggest shark in the world that we think is alive, but some don't believe it, some believe.
Yeah, but it was, like, since dinosaur ages.
And people think it's still alive because...
Because the
there was a camera on the sea, and then it caught a big whale. It was bigger than a blue whale, bigger than anything they ever seen.
All the dinosaurs on land died, and or like in the air, because it was exposed with like some
molecules
that burned the ground and split open, like cracks open and started
That's why
making
Pangea
other planets.
Pangea broke up. Cause I don't know.
The last song that we're gonna do is called the Solar System song. It might be weird, but it actually sounds cool.
And catchy.
Yes. Okay, good night.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Maybe.
I am the sun. I'm a burning ball of fire. I'm very big indeed. Life on earth depends on me. I am the sun. I am Mercury. I'm the closest planet to the sun. I'm a ball of iron. I have no moon. I am Mercury. I am Venus. I'm the same size as the Earth, but I spin the other way and much more slowly. I have no water. I am Venus. I am the Earth, the place where we all live. There is land and lots of sea, so I look blue. I have a moon. I am the Earth. I am Mars. I'm a rocky red planet. My mountains are the highest in our solar system. I have two moons. I am Mars. I am Jupiter. I'm a gas giant. I'm the biggest, and I spin the fastest. I have the biggest moon. I am Jupiter. I am Saturn. I'm a gas giant. My rings are made of ice. Titan is my biggest moon. I am Saturn. I am Uranus. I'm an icy gas giant. I'm the coldest planet in our solar system. And I have rings made of dust. I am Uranus. I am Neptune. I'm an icy gas giant. I'm the farthest planet from the sun. I have many storms. I am Neptune. We are the solar system. We are the solar system.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Do you believe in aliens?
No, I don't think there's aliens.
Why?
Because, I haven't seen one.
That doesn't mean nothing.
Or, like...
You don't just believe, you don't believe, right?
No.
I do.
I think...
Why?
I believe because there's evidence... There's evidence of them being alive, but I'm kind of like between like
they have
I believe,
a little bit of evidence.
Yeah, I think I'm starting to believe or a little like in between. Like I don't know if I should believe in it or not.
I think that that there is because like our God made this huge solar system, so some people could explore and like. Find out the mysteries of like the solar system, and I also think that this huge solar system, we can't be the only living thing out there.
There could be more. Danny, when we were listening to your song, didn't you say in the Bible that it said that there's living things when the song was on?
In the Bible, I read the whole thing, or most of it, and like skimmed it. And I at the second to end, I heard that that there might be other living things that. Will come after, and you don't know what they're gonna do, or how they will come out. Like first, like would be weather, and like hail, lightning, thunderstorms, tornadoes, magically wherever it wants, and then there's gonna be more stuff. Happening after that, and there's a movie, it's called The End Is Near, and it's how a group of people were in a wedding and five of them survived, but there's one girl that's suspicious and she goes to a library and she finds out the Bible and she starts reading it. And she finds out that the hail is happening, the thunderstorms, magically weather happens, like, out of nowhere. And then they go to the church, and there's, like, an alien in there, like, kills all of them. No. There's, a pregnancy baby mother that has a baby. And there's a nurse or a doctor in the church, and when they delivered the baby, it was just blood and goo, and the mother was screaming. Yeah, and the group of friends were all dead.
Oh,
it's crazy. Okay, goodbye, guys. It was happy to know you.
No, you mean. Talk to you more.
Yes, because we're not dead yet. And the song was called They Might Be Giants.
Wait, I got
and
one.
My name is Danny Alvarez. My co guys are Carlos Rivas and Brian
Diaz.
I'm
your leader.
Come at me.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye, guys.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. Yo-ho, it's hot. The sun is not a place where we could live, but here on Earth there'd be no life without the light it gives. We need its light, we need its heat, we need its energy. Without the
found that the sun is a huge atom-crushing machine. The heat and light from the sun are caused by the nuclear reaction between hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen,